Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster Dog Toy Blast Tennis Balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai Chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing Squish Lamps and Performax Drill Bit Sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Feminine men belong with masculine women. If you are a feminine woman, you will not have a successful relationship with a feminine man because there's no polarity. When there's no polarity in the relationship, there's nothing drawing you to the other person. There's nothing attractive. Now, there's nothing wrong with a man having feminine energy or being more feminine. These men can be good friends. They could be good projections of our own feminine energy and our own healing. There's nothing wrong with them. They're not bad people. But if you're looking for a long-term relationship or a polarized, satisfying relationship with a masculine man, then you don't really want to entertain relationships with men that are too feminine for you. So usually when you're in your healthy feminine energy, you will naturally be repelled by these men, and these men will naturally be repelled by you. So if you're still experiencing this, it could be because you're not aware of it. Another sign that you're dealing with this is that you feel very drained in the relationship. You feel very drained after these interactions. You don't feel safe and protected. You feel like you have to be on alert. You feel like you have to be ready for anything, ready to protect yourself, defend yourself, because you don't feel like you're in that surrendered state of divine feminine energy. Sign number one, this man has to have his way. Like, he is not really considering your perspective. He doesn't really care to please you. He doesn't care to make you happy in any way. He's more focused on his own happiness. He's more focused on his own pleasure, even if it's at the expense of your emotions or the relationship or the friendship, whatever it may be. There's a difference between a healthy masculine man leading and taking control versus a overly feminine man just being sort of bratty, just acting in a certain type of way, like they're entitled to something when they're not giving anything. They're not providing that masculine energy that's going to give them what they want in return. Basically, they just don't want to have to earn the validation that they get from you. They're very entitled to have things go their way, and they think that maybe if they have certain qualities, like if they're tall or if they're handsome or if they have money, then that means they're entitled to behave in whatever way they want. They're entitled to always get what they want. They're entitled to have their opinions matter more than the opinions of everyone around them. This is a typical wounded feminine man because he's not confident in his beliefs. And so he feels more comfortable basically dominating over everyone around him instead of being that healthy, relaxed masculine leader. Sign number two is that this man is overly focused on his appearance. Now, it's important for both men and women to focus on their appearance, invest in their appearance, make sure that they're looking healthy, looking good, feeling healthy, presenting themselves well. But the overly feminine man will be literally obsessed. He will be constantly looking at himself in the mirror. He'll be constantly shopping for clothing or accessories. He'll be overly obsessed with his skincare, with certain wellness or health aspects. Now, this can be good to a certain extent because he stays in shape, he takes care of himself. But when it starts to take away from other areas, like he's not putting in as much time and energy to his businesses or his ambition or his providing and protecting masculine energy, and he's just focusing on his appearance, he's just focusing on how he looks and how handsome he is, that's not a good sign. Like I said, these men can be great to be friends with, to go out with, but for a long-term masculine partner that's gonna provide for you, protect you, this is probably not what you're looking for. Sign number three is that this man likes to gossip. He likes to spend a lot of his time and energy talking negatively about other people, judging other people. Gossiping about women. Maybe he does this in real life. Maybe he gossips with his guy friends, or he gossips with his girlfriends, or maybe he likes to go online and leave nasty comments on people's pages. I see this a lot with like some of the comments that these random accounts will leave on pages that belong to women. Maybe they're models, maybe they're celebrities, maybe they're influencers or content creators like me, but they're like in their passion creating content, and then you'll get these random people in the comment section. They say that they're men and they show up and they place these judgments, they say these nasty comments. Like, that is a man that is in his wounded feminine. Like, he does not have healthy mindset, he does not have healthy energy, and that is a clear sign of someone that you should probably avoid because they haven't developed self-awareness and they haven't developed emotional control. Sign number four is a man that competes with you financially. So if he's constantly trying to tell you what to do in your personal finances, or he's trying to compare himself to you, or he's trying to place himself above you financially in the way that he's talking to you about it, in the way that he's acting, that's a sign of a man that is very much in his feminine energy, because he is not investing his full effort into making himself better. He is comparing himself to you. He's putting yourself in the same bubble as you, and you're a woman. You are in your feminine energy. So why is he putting himself in that bubble? It's because he, to a certain degree, is more in his feminine, and he feels like you are his financial competition. Like, you are competing with him to reach a specific target audience, right? So if a man sees you as competition, it's because he thinks that his target audience is also your target audience. And think about that. That doesn't make a lot of sense. Why would he think that you are attracting the same kind of people that he wants to attract? That doesn't make sense, right? So that's another sign that this man is in his feminine energy. Probably should not date him. Sign number five is that this man is passive aggressive. He can't really communicate when there's a disagreement. He feels the need to be kind of petty, not really tell you what's bothering him, not really tell you what he wants. He tends to play the victim in situations. So he's not trying to chat with you to solve the problem. He's trying to make you feel bad and get you to the point where you apologize to him. These men can be very toxic when they're in their wounded feminine energy and they're acting in this way, because it can make you feel like you're going crazy, because maybe you do something that didn't have a negative intention, or they just take it the wrong way. They're looking for drama, they're looking for problems, so they're gonna bring it up to you, and then they're gonna be very like trying to make you feel insecure, trying to make you feel like you've done something wrong. So then you end up having to say you're sorry and having to apologize when you don't really know what has gone wrong. So these men will take any opportunity to fight with you, to remind you that you have to chase them and you have to beg for them, and they hold all the power. So deep down, it's kind of insecure behavior because they feel like very powerless. So they need to use these tactics of starting problems to keep you kind of confused, so you just stay and you don't leave them. And sign number six is a man that cannot initiate. He cannot take control of a situation. He can't start anything. He's always looking to you to sort of do things for him. Now, this can be a man that's in his feminine energy because he's too comfortable. Maybe he was brought up a certain way where he was spoiled or people did things for him. And so he's not used to doing these things for himself. He's not very independent. Maybe he doesn't have any goals or anything to make him disciplined or motivated. Whatever the reason may be, this man cannot get things done. He cannot initiate things. He cannot do things. You may actually feel like a very nurturing type of energy towards him because he's probably activating a little bit of that like motherly instinct within you because can't really do a lot for himself. He's looking around for someone to lead him. If you get involved in that situation, you may feel like you are his protector, like he needs you. I hear this so much where these women are with men who are a little bit dependent on them, and you ask them, well, why don't you find someone who matches your level? Why are you with someone who you don't like, who doesn't fulfill you? And they always say, well, oh, well, he needs me. Like, I have to do this for him. I have to do that for him. And in their minds, they think that's a reason to stay in a relationship because they've triggered that motherly instinct, that mother intuition that's like, no, I have to take care of them. Like, they need me. Well, this is a grown man. This man can provide for himself. He can do these things for himself. Trust me, they can do things. Like, they can accomplish things. They have the ability to provide. If they have motivation, if they have a reason to, if they have the energy, they're going to do it. Okay, so look out for these signs. And remember, there's nothing wrong with these men. You can be their friend. You can learn from them. But understand that if you want to have a relationship with them, it's because you're more comfortable being in your masculine energy. And that will allow them to be comfortable in their feminine. But if you identify as being more in your feminine, then you're always going to clash with this person, and it's not going to be a good relationship for you, okay? I hope this video helped. Share it with your girlfriends, and don't forget to say hello in the comments. If you want to work with me, all the links are in the description. I love you, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye! Mwah.